one who made the blind to see is moving now in front of me. Moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing every fear, silencing every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Yes.
You're the God of miracles.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Hallelujah. God of miracles. The one who does impossible. He's reaching out to make us whole. Reaching out to make us whole. The one who put death in its place. His life is flowing through our veins. His life is flowing through our veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Hallelujah. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. God of miracles. Hallelujah. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings death to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. Power of the risen one, the God who brings dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Whatever you're going through, as we sing this, lift your hands, lift your voice. He is here, people. He is victory. He is our healing. He is our peace. He is our redemption and our power. Hallelujah. He's the God of miracles. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Lord, as we worship you this morning, I thank you for your presence in this place. You are the God of miracles. Hallelujah to your name. Glory. Praise you, Father. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said, I shall forgive them, so.
so true. He said, you know, there's an old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that old saying.
Yeah.
He said, that's not true. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink. You put salt in his oats. Drink. Right. So I thought, well, that's good. I like that, you know. You put salt in his oats, he said salt, and he gets thirsty, and he'll drink, right?
Yeah.
So there's some of our old sayings, we have to re-examine those things, don't we? And that's what Candace is. She goes into a room, she's salt. Mm-hmm. You know. So sometimes you go into a room, you can be light, but sometimes you just have to be salt.
Yeah.
Because people reject a lot. You know, they won't take it. So, you give them salt, you make them. But anyway, I'm not sure that's the way to be. But anyway, you're salt, Candace, and that's a good thing, because people need salt.
Mm-hmm. That's
need,
right.
You know, we need to present the gospel in such a way that people can receive.
Yeah.
Bubba and I, some of y'all know this, we've been working with some international people that come over, you know, from different countries. And, you know, some of these countries they come from, there really is no knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no knowledge of Christianity in any real sense, you know. I mean, they know about Christianity, but their government doesn't promote it or doesn't, you know, discourage it. It actually discourages it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, they don't really have any kind of background,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the Bible or anything. They don't have Bibles on every mm-hmm. bookshelf, you know, every bookstore.
Yeah.
They just don't have them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to talk to these folks, it's like you start from square one,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we had a friend who we've been meeting with for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
He would every week or 2 weeks, you know, and just have over, just eat pizza and all that sort of thing, talk about things, very things. And I throw a little salt in every now and then, Candace. But last night he asked me, well, it was still about different Christians. You know, he was talking about denominations, you know. So, you know, you go to Utah, there's the Mormons, you go to Boston, there's the Catholics. And we saw these different ones, you know, and so that just kind of opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I started sharing with him, you know, what Christianity is.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I started answering his question, you know, but I got to share my testimony, you know. And so you get to the place where you can shine some brighter light on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool thing. That's
yeah.
really a good thing. So anyway, I pray the anointing was on me when I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I prayed that it was enough on me that
mm-hmm.
he was able to pick that up.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, let me go ahead and, one of the things I want to cover this today, but I want to go ahead and look at 2 Peter, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 2. And Peter says, "My grace and peace be multiplied to you
mm-hmm.
in the knowledge of God and in Jesus, our Lord."
Mm-hmm.
Now, he came from a place where there was not a knowledge of Jesus, our
yeah.
Lord.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The country he was in did not encourage a knowledge of Jesus, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They didn't have a background in it. So we're talking about, you know, ground that's never been plowed
mm-hmm.
at all.
Yeah.
So I got to look at this word knowledge. Knowledge. Now we said we live by faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're Christians. We live by faith. Right? Everything is done by faith. I want to look today at knowledge a little bit. Okay? But it's not going to be separate from faith. All right? The word knowledge, Simon Peter must have liked knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he used the word knowledge 7 times in this short letter.
Mm-hmm.
3 chapter letter. He used the word knowledge 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used know and known a couple of other times. So he was all big into knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
He was big into knowledge. And he says right here in the very, very opening, he says, "May grace be multiplied grace and peace be multiplied to you. How's it going to be multiplied? In the knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah.
Knowledge. You're going to get grace. You're going to get peace. Through the knowledge. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus. You got to know them.
That's good, because you can't get something that you don't know is yours. And you have it.
I like that.
That's right.
You can't get something unless you know it's yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is key here.
You can have $1,000 in the bank, but if you don't know it's there, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lady.
Go with that.
She was a millionaire and died on the street. She had forgotten or didn't know, life had gotten into her. She didn't know that she was a millionaire. Mm-hmm. And she died. They went to her house and they found all that money and stuff. Mm. And she's out on the street begging and living out there. Mm. When you don't know what you have, you can't.
Yeah.
That's good. If you don't know what you have. So what I wanted to do today is I want to talk about what do we have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do we have? What do we know we have? Mm-hmm. It's not what we have, right? Because we got all the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But what do we know we have?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what those riches are? Do we know those great promises? Right? We have a better government with better promises, but those promises don't do as much good to the very unless we know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we can put our faith. Hold on. What I want to do is say, now here I am, and if you get someone that's fresh and new and doesn't know anything, like some of these international folks, all right,
mm-hmm.
of different countries. And the first thing they need is what? They need to hear. Right?
Yeah.
That's the starting point. They haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't heard. But they need to hear the word. I need to hear the good news. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to start somewhere. Got to, yeah. Jesus said he went around doing what? Preaching the good news.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you start.
Yeah.
That's where you start. Now, after they hear the word, it's not enough to hear the word, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen. You have to listen to the word. Jesus says, do you have ears to hear?
Yeah.
You hear it, but you're not getting it.
Yeah.
You know? You're not getting it. You've got to listen to the word. You know, when I was a teenager, I thought I could study and listen to the radio at the same time. You know? And so, I could do that, in a sense, because I would study and I would hear that, but I wouldn't be listening.
Yeah.
It's okay, Dad. I can study. I'm not listening. You know, I'm just hearing it.
Yeah.
Right? You teenagers say that sometimes. But it's not even enough to listen. All right? Jesus said in the parable of the sower, you know, it's not enough to listen. You also have to, what?
Yeah.
You have to understand. You have to understand the word. Okay? In the parable of the sower, Jesus said, some seed fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? Fell by the wayside, and the birds came. And
yep.
Right? And he said, these are those who hear the word. They listen, they don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was explaining to his disciples, he said, he quoted an Old Testament scripture, so that they will hear and hear, but not understand. they won't understand it. So there has to be some understanding. It has to find some root in you. All right? There needs to be some understanding there. So if you understand the word, the next step is believe. Mm-hmm. You got to put some faith in it.
Yeah.
Got to put some faith in it. You know, when Jesus was teaching all the people, they heard the word, they listened to the word, and they understood the word. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't up here. Mm-hmm. They understood everything he said.
Yeah.
They tripped up right here. Who am I talking about? Mm-hmm. Pharisees, mm-hmm. Sadducees, scribes. Oh, they understood his parables. He tell parables, they get all upset. You know you're talking about us. You know you're offending us. He said, yeah. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't believe that he was the Son of God.
Yeah.
So when you believe, what's the next step? And I'm not talking about baptism, communion. I'm talking about the next step on a broader scale.
Christine.
You use the word anointing. The next step is the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Who's the seal of our salvation?
The Holy Spirit.
Who's the guarantee? Eternal
Holy
life.
Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Who does it allow us to commune with God?
Holy Spirit.
And I don't mean drink juice, I mean commune with God.
Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is really, he says, I will not leave you comfortless.
Yeah.
I will not leave you alone. Mm-hmm. Right? The Holy Spirit. All right? We read in Acts about these people that they gone around and they heard the word Jesus, they believe in Jesus, but they didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We hadn't even heard as if there is such a thing as the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. They said, and I'm going, that's sad. That's really sad. Now, haven't you heard that there is such a thing as the Holy Spirit? I mean, come on, let's get some help, these folks. Mm-hmm. We teach and we talk to people, we need to give them the whole gospel. Not just the doctrine of Jesus, right? By these folks in Acts, God. We need to get the whole gospel. The Holy Spirit. All right? That's part of my there. So when you get the Holy Spirit, you get the power of God. Mm-hmm. You get that bobcat.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. If you can get out there with a shovel and a hoe, you can work yourself there again. But when you get the Holy Spirit, you get the power, you get yourself a bobcat.
But you can be like Thurston too, you refuse to drive it.
Yeah.
You didn't use it.
I'm going to come right back.
Not the Holy Spirit wise, but
you have the app, all right? You have the app because he wasn't sure he could use that bobcat according to the proper knowledge.
Yeah.
He was afraid he might take down a house.
Unless it was like his house would be coming.
Yeah. It's, so we need
the knowledge.
The knowledge.
Yeah.
Don't we? Mm. We need the knowledge. Mm. So the Holy Spirit, he comes. To do what?
Teach.
Exactly right. Teach us all things. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
He comes to bring all things to our remembrance.
Yeah.
And he guides us. Mm-hmm. Into all truth. Well, any
any knowledge needs to be true, right?
Oh, amen. Absolutely.
Knowledge is truth, right? Mm. So he brings us in. He teaches us all things. Brings all things to our remembrance. He helps us to remember things. He guides us into all truth. In fact, he's called the Spirit of Truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's called the Spirit of Truth.
Yes, yeah. He is. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good.
Now, truth is not a bad thing. Mm-mm. In fact, Jesus says, you shall know the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth shall make you
free.
If you continue my word, right, in my teaching, in my doctrine, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you
free.
Brother Thurston, he got free of that show.
Amen.
He got free of that show, right? And he got free enough with some truth, he got some knowledge, and he brought somebody in that could do it, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
So
that's good.
So we as believers, we help each other through our anointing too, because you couldn't do it.
Right.
But God, somebody else came and took care of you.
Yeah.
Exactly. We build one another.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit can use each one of us to remind each one of us of the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
And to guide each one of us, each other, into the truth.
Amen.
And
help each other when we're not
right
where we should be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or just being there.
Just
being there.
Or just knowing that you're there.
This sister here could have the prettiest smile. So that she can, light up a room. She don't have to say nothing.
No.
Just lights up the room. And it speaks for itself.
Amen. That's so sweet.
So truth is the word of God.
Yeah.
And that is what we're talking about when we're talking about knowledge.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about when we're talking about knowledge.
Pastor Jim uses the term, he used to use it all the time, and I've always, absolute truth. That is absolute truth. The truth might be, I might be sick. The absolute truth is I'm healed.
That's a good thing, okay? You take that right there, what she just said, because she's got some knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. She can put her faith in it.
Amen. Well, that's good.
Now,
I'll go with now
you can put your faith
right. Because I know that I know that I know.
That is true.
Amen.
And your faith will work because it is in the truth.
Yeah.
Right? Your faith will work. It comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Right?
Yes.
Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Hearing and listening and understanding and believing what the Holy Spirit got you. It all connects.
And what's the result of our faith? What is the result of our faith? I'll tell you what's the result of our faith.
Deeds.
King James says, mere deeds.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
You can say miracles. Mm-hmm. You can say acts of love.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. King James says, deeds.
Deeds.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Acts. Things you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have faith, I will step out and do this.
Yeah.
Because I have faith, I will speak.
Mm-hmm.
Words of faith.
Yeah.
I will speak that I am well. I will speak that you are well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have faith, I will lay my hands on you and you will recover.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have faith, I will not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I drink, it's not going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be afraid of the snakes in the grass.
Yeah.
Literal and symbolic.
Yep. That's right. Huh? That's right.
I'm not advocating we get snakes in the church now.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be a part of that. Okay. But, there's some snakes in the grass, symbolic snakes in the grass,
They give you supernatural strength to go away from those.
Oh, yeah. So, give you supernatural strength to get away from the physical snakes. Not the others. Actually, in 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter spends a lot of time talking about snakes.
Yeah.
Okay? He talks about false teachers.
False teachers. Mm-hmm.
All right? If he comes against them just as bad as Jesus did. If he's as good, he came against them hard. Okay? So, anyway, I wanted to tell you
about this. For a rain.
Yeah.
They were in his time and in his days. How much more are they in our time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you,
has to be more.
To kind of step into Brother Davis' territory, which is bringing us the latest news. the news this past week hasn't been too good, has it? I mean, we've been people out demonstrating, and they're hurting each other, killing each other. They're, I mean, our country seems to be very divided. Very divided. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad thing. Mm-hmm. It's a sad thing.
It is, bro.
And the division, I understand that. That's
how it is. You do the clock.
I meant to grow a racing board, and she's going here.
Yeah. The division that we're seeing, and I see it, it's not so much along racial lines, color lines. It seems to be, liberals and conservatives.
Yeah. You know?
That's right.
And it's like, I have never seen such a sharp division. People cannot get along at all.
Yeah.
And it's a troubling thing to me.
Yeah.
It's a troubling thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid.
The enemy wants to keep.
And I'm afraid this, and we're already beginning to see this. Okay, and I'm not equating, Christianity and non-Christianity with anything else that's going on out there, but I'm afraid we're beginning to see a division between the church person and everybody else.
Yeah.
They're drawing that line.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you church people are intolerant. You Christians are intolerant. You Christians are this. You Christians are that. And they're hanging more and more and more things on Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I tell you, we need to be together. We need to draw together in unity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is in our unity that we can combat that sort of thing. It's not a black-white issue. It's not even a conservative-liberal issue. It seems to be we're coming against Christianity.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a conservative-liberal thing, but, beyond that, I'm seeing a lot more intolerance for Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
We need to All right. Let's pray. Really, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much that we can know you. We can know the Holy Spirit, and we can use the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Bless this food. Bless our time of fellowship. Bless the teaching. Amen.
Amen.
All right, that's it.